this is Michael Bozy. Glad you could join me today. Today's topic is going to be building audience and how you can use your audience to create more audience for you. All right, we'll start with a question. What would you rather have, a light connection with a wide audience or a deep connection with a smaller group? Now, of course, digital is biased towards the former, right? The power of the web lies in scope. This can seem unlimited at times, right? So a wide audience means a lot of readers, a lot of users, a lot of likes, maybe a better chance at monetizing what you're doing, right? I mean, you might have a chance at those things if your content's good enough. Now, traditional marketing used to be about making as many light connections as possible, hoping that you'd catch someone and convert them into a deep connection, right? But the problem with this whole model is that that light connection doesn't really impel an action. And now you've seen other content creators, of course, building deeper, better connections with their respective audiences, right? Those who have created lasting relationships with real people through their content. Attention is really scarce now. The channels used to be scarce. Now they're not. Now it's attention is scarce. There's so much noise that's out there right now that actually capturing someone's attention is really hard to do. And you won't break through the noise unless what you're doing is high quality, directly valuable to your reader, and fostering a connection with your audience. And that connection should be bi-directional. Now, you're executing a content strategy because, well, you want to make an impact, you want to connect, you want to communicate something, you want to convert these folks into customers, ultimately. That has to be the goal, right? And now with the web, what's cool about this is you've got a direct delivery system, right? A direct means of connecting with your audience. You don't have to pay for the high-priced channel, advertising, PR, all those traditional things. And I'm not saying those things don't work, but if you're starting out and you're small, I mean, you can use the web, you can do all this stuff for free, you can find your own audience, and they're all out there. And for the first time in history, you have direct access to them. All right, almost, right? But this takes a strategy. And how do you achieve this? I mean, the rules are different now, or at least somewhat different. I mean, first, you got to create good content that connects. You've got to create something remarkable. Your business has to be about something like that. If you're selling something or producing something that's average, by definition, it's not remarkable then, right? It has to be something compelling enough that people will want to share it. And that right there is absolutely required if you're to execute a content strategy. It's just not going to work if you don't do that. But then really important thing is you got to do it again. You got to do it consistently, right? If you keep delivering on this promise and you're producing value consistently, it's going to start to build your authority. Now, you can write or produce podcast video, whatever the content is. It can be about the narrowest of topics. I mean, I'm sure you're an expert in something that you know a lot about. It doesn't really matter what the topic is. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter how narrow it is or whatever. As long as what you're writing is compelling to someone who really cares about that too, right? So when you start to find new readers or viewers or listeners, now you can talk to them via social channels, right? You can start to respond to their comments. You can ask them additional questions. It's like free market research. And this content that you're creating, it's about communicating something. And communication, of course, is best when it's bi-directional. You're no longer just shouting at them and hoping that they say, oh, yes, okay, that's great. You're trying to actually make it a conversation. Really valuable stuff. But you got to keep at it. You got to be consistent about it. You got to keep going until your audience can't wait for your next piece, right? Your next post, your next performance, your next whatever. If they can't wait, then you succeeded, right? Because you've cultivated a deep connection with some core group, doesn't matter how big that is, right? And as you iterate, this core group is going to grow. Your audience is going to actually create more audience for you. You don't need to worry about promoting your content at that point because they're going to do that for you. This is amazing, right? Just imagine that. You think that you need to do your own marketing, but actually someone else is going to do that for you for free, and they're going to be better at it than you. You are not the best marketer for your content anyway. You're not the best marketer for your business. I mean, look, no one is going to believe you, right? You're not exactly a trusted source. You're not exactly unbiased, right? With good reason. But your audience doesn't suffer from the perception of bias. Your core group will have a much easier time creating those new connections for you. I mean, they carry more credibility than you. And all you need to do, and I don't mean to make this sound oversimplified, is you just have to motivate these individuals to spend some of their social capital, and that's really valuable in today's world, social capital. You need to motivate them to spend some of that on you and your brand. And no amount of self-promotion is going to equal the power of this honest, peer-to-peer, networked type growth where your audience is actually creating more audience for you. That's when your business will start to take off, because this is going to be, it's going to have a self-replicating effect where it's not you talking about yourself, it's others talking about you and others bringing new customers to you. And consistently excellent content, bi-directional conversations, and deep connections. That's how you're going to do this. That's the core of how a content strategy works. And it is the best path to growing that audience organically. And it will be immensely valuable to you and your brand. All right, that'll about do it for today. As I said before, let's hear your comments and questions. I'd be happy to elaborate on a point, talk about some things in more detail, a topic that I haven't covered yet. Let me hear from you. If you want to hear my take on any topic related to content strategy, I'd be happy to oblige. Just let me know. All right. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next episode.